If you want to be social, meet new people, and talk to them in English, you'll need phrasal verbs. Today, we're learning the most popular phrasal verbs for social situations. I'm Mark, and you're listening to English on Command podcast. And this time, I have a little gift for you. 2 audiobooks for free on Audible. Listen to them and read at the same time if you want to improve your speed and pronunciation. Link is right here in the description. Again, 2 audiobooks for free on Audible. Ready? Let's go. Let's say you are at a party and you are feeling confident and you want to speak to that person. So you approach her, but we won't say approach. No, that sounds too formal. We don't like formal. We'll use a phrasal verb. But which phrasal verb means approach? Go up to. Remember, go up to. Go up to means approach someone or something. And remember, it's always more common to use the phrasal verb instead of a regular verb. So in this example, he goes up to her. Now, go up to her, that's general. And it just means approach, but you know how phrasal verbs work, right? The preposition shows you what happened, and the verb shows you how it happened. Maybe he walked up to her. Maybe it was fast and he ran up to her. Or maybe he danced up to her, you know, if he's a creep. But again, phrasal verbs. The preposition shows what happened. The verb changes how it happened. All right, remember that. Be creative. Change the verbs. Say how you approach someone or something. Now, maybe he likes her, so he wants to ask her, hey, let's go to the cinema, let's go to get food, let's go get coffee. Meet in some kind of romantic way. But what phrasal verb do we hear? Ask out. Again, ask out. You want to be more than friends. You ask her or him out. But how do you ask someone out? Well, guys, that's really hard. No, not really, it's not. It's not, it's really not. Just say, hey, do you want to go out sometime? That's it. That's all you need to say. So, our friend, he asked her out, and she said, I don't know. You decide. You tell me what she said, okay? Text me on Instagram. Next phrasal verb for today is come across. Again, come across. Come across. This has 2 meanings. The first one means you meet someone by chance. Or you find something by chance as well. Like at a party. You've come across your old friend. Or like Superman, I don't know. Have you ever met Superman? I've never come across him before. Okay, I've never come across Superman before. So that's how we use come across. Remember, this expression means to meet someone by chance, accidentally, not planned, right? I just came across Superman. So, sometimes people text me on Instagram and say, oh, cool, I was looking for podcasts to learn English and I came across yours and I found it by chance, right? Probably you're not looking for English on command, right? You are searching for something to learn English and then you see my logo and then you press play and then you're interested and then you listen, right? Thank you for that, by the way. So, let's move on. After you meet someone, you know, have an opinion on that person based on that one meeting. What impression did that person give you? Well, that's the second meaning of come across. Remember, I said it has 2 meanings. One is to meet someone, encounter someone accidentally, remember. And number 2 is this one. exactly this. It talks about your opinion. What impression did they give you? That's an example, all right? So that girl now wants to give her opinion about what impression you gave her. And she would say, you really came across funny and interesting. You really came across funny and interesting. So you came across funny. She thinks you are funny. Okay? Again, you really came across funny and interesting. So there are two different meanings of the word funny, by the way. All right? Remember, come across has two meanings. You remember that? We practice. And the word funny as well, it has two meanings. The one meaning is funny, haha, regular, right? Like it's funny. Something is funny. The joke is funny. But there is a second meaning. When someone is acting strange, different, a little bit weird, creepy in a way, you would say they are acting funny or they're being funny. All right? Again, strange, different, weird, creepy. Well, you're acting funny, right? You're being funny. You could also say it about a thing, a car, for example, or your phone. You know, your phone is acting funny. Maybe it's time to get a new one. Or your car, you're driving around and your engine is acting funny. It just sounds strange. You gotta go and get it repaired. So, remember, funny is strange, weird, different. Acting funny. Well, all right. I think that's it for today. You don't forget to go and get your two free audiobooks on Audible. Remember what I said? You try to listen and read at the same time. That's gonna help pretty good with your speed and pronunciation. You click the link in the description and you're good to go. By the way, good to go. Next time we're going to learn a few more really useful expressions. But for today, we're done. Thank you. And I'd love if you go ahead and you leave me a quick review of this podcast. That'll help a lot. Well, thank you, my friend. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.